What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on the station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. So today is the 10th of July, and I actually ended up putting together a ritual called 9-Day Energy Reset. And it's a ritual you do for 9 days, and you start it on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. Today happens to be the 10th. The reason you start it on one of those days is it resonates to the number 1 in numerology. And because it's about taking care of yourself first, filling yourself up first, before you're good to anybody else, something to think about. Costs you about the cost of a latte to download, and there's some materials you need to get in order to perpetuate this renewed, vibration of yourself, which maybe costs $5 or $6 to do that. So it's worth it for you. It's a Saturday. Why not? Download that and see how things change for you in the next 9 days. And for those of you living in Las Vegas, I am volunteering at the Safe Nest Brew a New Summer Soiree at the Four Seasons on July 24th. I'll be there from noon to 3. I'll be doing readings to raise money for the most amazing organization in Las Vegas, which is Safe Nest. This helps women and children that have been in very uncomfortable situations, and they help them get back on their feet. So it's a wonderful, wonderful organization, and I'll be there on July 24th at the Four Seasons. I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the fabulous Las Vegas 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello, this is Rachel.
Oh, hi, Rachel. What's your question for me today?
My question is, how can I make my love life better?
Well, one of the things that I want you to remember is that, oh, that's a beautiful card you just got. First of all, July is your power month, according to what I'm getting here, and we have to let go of the vibration of you having anything to prove to anybody. So any person out there that you're trying to prove to them that you're pretty effing fabulous, you are mm-hmm. already effing fabulous. Do you see what I mean? The thing is, yes. is that what I keep getting is that you get into relationships where you're doing 80 or 90% of the work and they're not responding. So having said that, you might want to do the ritual for the 9-day energy reset just to see how things shift for you and how the universe is always trying to reward you in some way. But what it's saying here is that July is your power month about you deciding what's healthy for you. So in traditional tarot, there's a card called the Chariot. All right. It is the mm-hmm. ultimate political card, by the way. And what the chariot mm-hmm. depicts is a gladiator in a chariot. He's got a white sphinx and a black sphinx ahead of him at rest. He's holding the reins to the power of both of these creatures, all right? Mm-hmm. Some people would say that the white sphinx represents good and the black sphinx represents evil. But he's not looking at or identifying where the power is coming from. He's just using the power to move himself forward, all right? So your goal is to find an amazing partner. That's your goal. And I want to tell you that the conclusion of your cards actually says there's an amazing partner within this journey for you. But it starts with you letting go of what's not working for you, and as soon as you start seeing the red flags, like a guy wanting to sleep with you too quickly, or somebody that goes right to that sort of sexual interest, booty call kind of mojo, that's a red flag, all right? Mm-hmm. Because we already know you're sexy. We already know you're gorgeous. We already know that. That's the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to do is not use sex as the appetizer. We want sex to be the dessert, okay? Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at a course of meals, there's cocktails maybe one or two times, then there's an appetizer, then there's a salad course, then there's a palate cleanser, then there's the meat and potatoes of the meal, then there's a dessert, and then there's a digestif. Some people wait all the way to the digestif, or soup to nuts kind of thing, right? Soup, salad, the whole bit, if you really want to go to the whole nine-course meal. I actually like to tell people that they wait nine dates before they actually get into, you know, intimacy, right? But what it's saying for you is that you're realizing that you're perfect just the way you are, and that the right person is going to make a statement to you soon as you realize that you have nothing to prove to any fella out there. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
It also says here, what?
You say let go, right, of the all that other stuff, and then...
Right. We don't make it about, we already know that you're sexy and attractive. We already know that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not throw that out first.
Okay.
Let's make that dessert. Because what it's saying is that there's somebody that you meet through whatever you do for work. Now, I want to tell you something else. Have you ever heard of the 2-second rule?
No.
Okay. So the 2-second rule is when you see someone that you find attractive, you look at them like they are the most fascinating person on the planet for 2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay. Yeah,
and
I know.
2 seconds is long. So let's say you're standing at I don't know, Starbucks, and you see a nice fella. You just look at him and you send him that sparkle eye kind of, wow, I think you're nice look. For 2 seconds, 1,001, 1,002. And then you smile. And then you get your order from Starbucks or whatever. Now, if he comes up to you and says, do I know you? Because that's the great opening line if you're looking at someone a little longer than normal. And you say, no, you just looked nice, so I thought I'd smile at you.
Okay.
Because what women have lost the art of doing, in my opinion, because of all social media, because of all of the internet interaction and all that, we have lost the ability to flirt. And I want to tell you, there's a couple of movies out there that I love to recommend. One is Down with Love with Renee Zellweger. It's a beautiful little movie, very quiet little movie, but it's lovely. And then the other one is with Marilyn Monroe, How to Marry a Millionaire.
Okay.
And it's not so much about marrying a millionaire. It's about flirting. These women knew how to flirt. And I'm just telling you, it's something to and, of course, then the opposite of that is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Another fave. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, hold on, let me get them on there, 310 area code. Hello, 310, who's this?
Yes, my name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. What's your question?
Yes, I'm wondering if you see me getting a new job soon.
Well, here's the thing. There's a job offer being presented here, and I want to tell you it is blooming from something you did from the past, okay? Now, I'm using that word blooming for a reason. You have created a certain level of authority, experience, expertise, right? And what you need to do is present it not like a snob, I'm just going to throw it that way. But like a love. So when
okay.
you present what you do like a love instead of a, I'm the best person on the planet for this and you should freaking hire me because I'm pretty awesome, I would go into, I love this work.
Okay.
When you go into that vibe, what it's saying here is that you, the conclusion card in your reading is this, you blooming into your potential, which is why I keep using that word. The, right smack in the middle of your reading is a job offer being presented to you that actually is a pretty fair offer, all right? And it's it, the way to get the offer, the way to magnetize it to you, the way to bring it to you is by you looking at everything you've done in the past and picking out the things that you love the best from what your past experiences have been. Does this make sense, Susan?
Completely, 100%.
Okay. Okay, now this is even more magnified if you're also an earth sign. So Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo. When's your birthday? What sign are you?
I'm actually an air sign. I'm June, Gemini.
Okay, so here's the thing with Gemini, is that when you guys are the idea people, and by the way, Gemini rules 2021 because 2021 is the number 5 in numerology. Gemini is ruled by the number 5. Planet Mercury, the Norse god Loki, the communicator of truth, the bringer of new ideas and concepts, that's you. It's, this is a power year for you. So when you start looking at your the power of what you bring to the table and how can you help, so in any job you interview you do or anyone you talk to, this is the work I love, and I love to help this way. If you go into that vibration, you become irresistible.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, here's the other funny thing, and sometimes I go into questions you don't even ask because of how certain cards are coming up. You have a card here, and this is a universal card in all tarot decks, and it's called the Lovers. And the reason why I keep stressing the idea of love here is that it's the authentic version of love, not the lustful version of love. And that means
okay.
that there may be somebody incredibly important that shows up through this new opportunity, and it's part of the reason you're supposed to take this new opportunity.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Many
okay.
blessings.
You're welcome. Okay, same to you. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... Hold on. I'm taking these in order that they're here on the queue. I'm going to go to area code 510. Hello, 510. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kaisa.
I can't hear you at all. I don't know if you have me on Bluetooth. I don't know if you have me on mute.
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Hello?
What's your first name?
Oh, my name is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. What's your question?
Any messages from spirit or ancestors?
So here's the thing. The whole messages from spirits is a very global type of question, and that's what I
okay.
do full readings for. So I'm here to do a specific question for you. So what area of life may I address for you?
My spiritual growth.
Okay. So there's a healing that has to happen here, and I'm going to tell you it's a really, really funny series of cards. You have this card of healing, and the card of healing is not coming from the outside of you, it's coming from within you. But there's some weird stuff going on here in your cards, Tasha, where there's this weird guilt connected with money, or a weird guilt with how you earn money in some way, or that you have, or you look at money as though it's a weird burden. What's so fascinating
mm-hmm.
about your cards is that what it's saying is that inspiration and guidance and all these wonderful blessings keep falling on you, but you're distracted by how to monetize it. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So having said that, what it's saying here, and I'm going to give you the secret of my success right now. I'm just going to tell you,
okay.
anyone listening, this is the secret to my success. The people that are meant to find me will find me. That's what I say to myself. The second
okay.
one is nobody does what I do the way I do it. And the last one is all I have to do is respond.
Right.
Because
right.
Those are the. It's so simple. And when you can go
yep.
into that type of mojo, everything
mm-hmm.
starts to open for you. The people that are meant
okay.
to find you will find you. And when you can, I can't stress enough how important it is for you to start learning that. There's also a really lovely video out on YouTube. It's called the 7 minute. Let me see. It's the 7 minute chakra meditation. It's been viewed over 5 million times. It's 7 minutes.
I've been doing my chakra.
Okay, but this one's only 7 minutes, and you actually meditate on it. If you email me through my website, I'll send you the link. So if you go to mona.vegas, www.mona, M-O-N-A.vegas, I would be delighted to send you the link. And anyone listening would be delighted to send the link. But what's so amazing
okay,
about
www.
This,
okay, go ahead.
So it's mona.vegas. So www.mona.vegas. There's no .com, it's .vegas. So when you go to that, you'll go to the contact page and say, I want the 7 minute chakra meditation. Or you can find it on Google. It's pretty easy to find. But I'm telling you, what it's saying here for you is the healing is not outside of you. It's within you. And what I keep getting is that we have got to make friends with the idea of you earning money.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from I'm going to go to area code 773. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Joellen. You had some
Hi,
great
Joellen.
Nuggets today. How are you?
Well, you're so sweet. I'm good. What's your question?
Okay, so I applied for a bunch of different jobs to be a remote graphic designer. I am... And one of them is with an airline, so I can fly
Ooh.
And be a graphic designer.
That would be ideal for you.
Oh, I know, wouldn't it?
That would be ideal for you. So because here's the thing is that you've been calling my program pretty much ever since I've been on the air. So what it's saying, I'm feeling is mutual, lovey. So what it's saying here is that you have two fantastic cards in your reading. The first one is, in traditional tarot, it's called the Wheel of Fortune. Lucky turn of events for your benefit, all right? Like it's being in the right place at the right time. It's winning your whatever you consider your own personal lottery, all right? That's the first card.
Mm-hmm.
The second card is, in every card, every deck, it's called the World. It's the best card in the deck. So you have those two cards together. So here's the thing is that... First, we point our ship in that direction. And what's so wonderful
yeah.
about you is that you're a sailboat, not a steamer ship. So, which means you can turn on a dime. That you are super
mm-hmm.
flexible. All right. What we do is, since it's now opened up this really amazing idea for you that you want to do that. Okay, that's what you want
yeah.
to do. So it could be that you not only apply at the place that has the job opening, but you apply at all the other travel companies that might also have a job opening.
Yes.
Okay, because what it's saying here is that you have earned the right to have what you want, and I just want you to keep your emotions in check. That's all you do. Don't take anything personally right now. This is saying that the universe is trying to reward you. And the universe is trying to reward you in a big way, my friend. This is not some fly-by-night crap here. This is the universe truly trying to reward you. And that you're finally ready.
Should I be doing any, like, I heard that seven chakra thing. Is there any other mantra or anything I should be doing to manifest?
So here's all I want you to say is, again, and these are the three things I would say to yourself right now. I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. That's the first thing. The second one would be, nobody does what I do the way I do it. And the third one is, people that are meant to find me will find me.
Love it.
Okay, because here's the thing. The two most amazing frickin' cards in your reading are the fact that you have the Wheel of Fortune and the World card right next to each other. And it's taken a long time for you to get to the point of finding your way, but you have found your way. Now you know what you want, which is a huge blessing.
It sure is.
You have found what you want. See, that's the secret to everything, is knowing what you want. Because once you know what you want, then you start putting yourself in the vibration of attracting it to you. And then everything starts to shift.
I love it. And I
all right,
love
gal
you,
pal.
Nana.
Nice to hear from
Thanks.
You. All right, see you later.
Oh, it's so
okay.
Good to hear from you. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tim calling from New York. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Tim from New York. What's your question for me today?
Oh, my question is that I feel like all the other readings were pertinent to myself. I'm going to do all the tips you said. But my question is just if I'm trying to vibrate on a frequency and bring some new financial.
Okay, you just broke up there, and you're speaking super fast. So
I'm sorry. Yes.
Could you repeat the question?
Sure, yes. I was just calling to see if any tips on bringing new abundance, like a job or an opportunity, into play. I feel like the stuff you already said certainly applies. I'm going to practice it.
Okay. So here's you have a very, very important fella coming up in your cards. And you're coming up as someone that has been feeling very unfocused lately, right? But there's this really amazing fella that's coming up in your cards. And I'm going to describe him to you. He's got dark hair and dark eyes. He is someone that has made his way in the world. He is not worried about money at all, and he's got a certain level of influence, all right? So let's say you were to work for someone that, and this would only be for a while, but let's say you were to work for someone that had already made his way in exactly the area you want to go in. Now, I'm going to use the example of someone that's an incredibly accomplished, famous chef. Let's say that's the way, all right? And he's got dark hair and dark eyes. So let's just identify someone like Emeril Lagasse, right? Someone who's made his way. I had the pleasure of meeting Emeril at a meet and greet years ago at his restaurant at the Venetian. This man has such magnetism when you meet him in person. I mean, when you see him on TV, he's cute. I mean, he's just fun. But when you meet him in person, there is a magnetism about him that is spiritual. And part of the reason why I'm asking you to look for someone that has dark hair and dark eyes that has already made it, that's the guy you want to be your mentor. But this fella is coming towards you here very quickly. And when the offer is presented, do not second guess yourself. Move your ego out of the way and align, all right? But that's – so what do you do right now to stay busy? What do you do for work now?
Technical support of the phone, assisting people with their internet and phones.
Okay, so there's somebody here that is at a level that's probably 5 or 10 times greater than what you do that I see you reaching out to, and he hires you. So
okay.
let's say you got yourself the path of Elon Musk. Let's just say that's the name, all right? And you said, hey, I would love to be the person that does XYZ for you. But see, what I keep getting is that it's not what you're doing now that you really want to do, Tim.
That is correct. Yeah, it's not
that,
what I'm doing
that
now.
What I'm actually getting is that why aren't you filling your spare time up with the thing you want to do or being around the people that could invite you to do that? But there's a fella in power here that there's a connection the two of you make. And he likes you. He gives you an opportunity. It'd be like I have a client that lives in Atlanta, and he's a very, very talented videographer. I mean, he's just amazing. Does voiceover work. He's got all this. And he keeps driving by Tyler Perry's corporate building because someday he wants to work with Tyler Perry. Do you see what I mean? And what I'm getting with you is that there's somebody here that you put in your crosshairs as, and not stalking them so much, but emulating what they do and putting it out to the universe that you're ready for that opportunity. Do you see? This is saying that somebody recognizes something greater and better in you, and that he, it's a man, takes advantage in a good way where it's a very mutually interdependent relationship. So that's coming towards you, and all you have to do is believe it.
Okay. Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate
See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.